Joined by a three-time Super Bowl champion, New England Patriot legend, Teddy Bruschi, who's teamed up with my friend Jeremy Woodward for the last number of years to talk about stroke awareness and also Jeremy's issues with heart disease. And what does it mean to you to be doing this, to have the opportunity and the platform to reach people and to talk about something that's afflicted you and obviously Jeremy's dealt with?
Well, a big part of who I am is, of course, people remember the Super Bowls and everything that I did with the New England Patriots, but I'm a stroke survivor, and it was in the prime of my life, the prime of my career. We had just won our third Super Bowl, went to the Pro Bowl, and I had a stroke. So that type of shock to the system for me really gave me a thought of, I need to do something. I need to help people out there that went through something that was similar to what I did. I was, you know, heart disease. I had a device put in my heart because of a congenital heart defect. I had the stroke. So it was just a no-brainer for me to start Teddy's team to raise awareness for stroke disease and stroke awareness and heart disease. So something that I've been passionate about for so long. And I'm glad Jeremy's been a great member of our team. And I try to come up here as much as I can in New Hampshire to help him out. And this is a great event tonight.
And, you know, starting a organization like yours is obviously difficult, but sustaining it is even more difficult, and building it over a period of time. How important has that been to you that, you know, your organization is as strong now, if not stronger, than it was when you began, when you were in your heyday as a football player for the Patriots?
Yeah, it's because it's not just one person. My foundation, it's Teddy's team. I've tried to form a team, and Jeremy's a part of that team. Lauren Pino is here. She's a part of that team. I have a group of runners here that are part of the team that they have ownership in the organization because they are survivors, either themselves or they're running for people that inspire them. They're stroke heroes or people that have been had heart disease and they've survived. So, or they've passed. You know, there's a lot of inspiration that goes on within my team. They get to be forming like a network of support for each other, and that's lasting. So just not the New England Patriots and being a stroke survivor, but a network of people that end up building bonds. That's what makes things last.
In an event like this, you get approached by people for autographs, and there's the famous picture of you in the snow game against the Dolphins. And does it mean more to you when folks come up to you and talk to you about your football career, or if someone says, you know, hey, I got a checkup and I, you know, was able to prevent a stroke as a result of something that, you know, I heard about in regards to you? And do you get approached by people who do talk about something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. People have said, you know, because of either your awareness campaign or you pumping the warning signs of stroke, I recognize them in my spouse, in my son, in my grandfather, and I got him to the hospital, and we think he might have saved their life. That's important. Believe me, it's still flattering when they're talking about the New England Patriots and all the success that I had when I was there and all the teams that I was on. And, of course, the New England Patriots are still having great success, but both sort of go hand in hand with me because I can never separate because it's who I am. I'm a Super Bowl champion, but I'm a stroke survivor also, and it's just as important.
A little football, 15-19 AFC Championship games for Tom Brady. You, when you retired and you left the team, did you ever anticipate that Belichick and Brady would still be having this type of sustained success? It's so difficult to flip over a dynasty and have basically what they've had with two separate dynasties combined with coach and quarterback.
What they've done a good job of is they keep bringing in good players. Mm-hmm. And just even at the linebacker position, the progression of how it's gone from there. When I first got here, you know, Ted Johnson was here, Willie McGinnis was here, you know, Todd Collins, Chris Slade, and then it was my time with Roman Pfeiffer. Mm-hmm. But then Gerard Mayo came in and he did some good things. Dante Hightower, they bring in a Van Noy, so they keep bringing in good players. It isn't just Bill and Tom, and they'd be the first to tell you. You continually see players making big plays. Don't forget about Ninkovic. So many names are flashing through my head that have made so many great plays. Vrabel, Colvin, you know, that it's the players that keep coming in, accepting the coaching, having the unselfish attitude, and making the big plays in the big games.
Final thing, front-end dynasty versus the back end of the dynasty. Which team, you know, which team would you pick out of those three Super Bowl teams? Or would it be the 07 team that went 18-0 into the Super Bowl game? And who would win, back-end dynasty or front-end dynasty?
Yeah, that's a tough question, really tough question. I mean, we were in 01, we won before Brady was, in quotation marks, Brady.
Right.
You know, we won an AFC championship with two special teams touchdowns,
yep.
a punt return, a kick return, a block kick for a touchdown, and Drew Bledsoe threw to David Patton. So that team was pretty strong, and that'll be always a special team for me, the one that broke through and was the first for New England.
Cool.